Would-be Trump assassin Ryan Routh attempts to stab himself in neck after guilty verdict. By Elizabeth Weibel on September 23, 2025. Ryan Wesley Routh, who attempted to assassinate President Donald Trump at Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach last year, was found guilty Tuesday. Routh tried to stab himself in the neck with a pen in the courtroom after hearing the guilty verdict. Per the New York Times, a jury found Routh, 59. guilty of assaulting a federal officer and several firearm violations, as well as trying to attempting to assassinate a major presidential candidate. Ryan W. Routh, 59, an itinerant building contractor from North Carolina, was also found guilty of assaulting a federal officer and several firearm violations. The 12-member jury deliberated for about 2.5 hours, following a fast-moving trial in which Mr. Routh chose to defend himself without a lawyer. After the verdict was read in court, Mr. Routh appeared to try to stab himself in the neck several times with a pen. Several United States marshals restrained him and removed him from the courtroom. He returned a few minutes later, shackled and escorted by marshals. His necktie and jacket had been removed, but he did not appear to be injured. According to a press release from the Office of Public Affairs for the Department of Justice, DOJ, it was revealed that Routh was convicted of 5 federal counts, which include attempted assassination of a major presidential candidate, which carries a maximum penalty of life imprisonment, possessing a firearm in furtherance of a crime of violence, which carries a maximum penalty of life imprisonment, assaulting a federal officer, the Secret Service special agent, Robert Furcano, which carries a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison, felon in possession of a firearm and ammunition, which carries a maximum penalty of 15 years in prison, and possession of a firearm with an obliterated serial number, which carries a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison. The press release noted that then U.S. Secret Service Special Agent Robert Furcano, who was patrolling one hole ahead of the president at the golf course, spotted Routh pointing an AK-style rifle at Special Agent Furcano from a sniper's hide in the fence abutting the golf course. According to the evidence presented at trial, then U.S. Secret Service Special Agent Robert Furcano, who was patrolling one hole ahead of the president at the golf course, spotted Routh pointing an AK-style rifle at Special Agent Furcano from a sniper's hide in the fence abutting the golf course. Agent Furcano, in fear of his life and the life of President Trump, opened fire at Routh, who fled. Law enforcement subsequently found a loaded SKS-style rifle equipped with a scope, a magazine containing an additional 19 rounds of ammunition in the safety off, steel armor plates, and a camera attached to the fence pointing toward the 6th hole green of the golf course, where Routh had been hiding. In a post on Truth Social, Trump thanked Attorney General Pam Bondi and Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche for Routh's conviction. "The trial was meticulously handled, and I would like to thank the judge and jury for their time, professionalism, and patience," Trump wrote. "This was an evil man with an evil intention, and they caught him."